Yeah, I went to both schools. I couldn't hack it academically at UNLV, so I had to go to Reno to go to school there. No, but I think I've told you before, like my freshman year at UNLV was 1990, the year after they won the national title in basketball, and UNLV was the hottest school in the entire country. So it was a lot of fun, you know, to be on campus there at UNLV and had a couple classes with some of the basketball players. And so that was that's a really exciting time to be on campus at UNLV, but it wasn't like the experience quite I was looking for. I had a lot of friends going up to Reno, so I ended up transferring up there. And I have a great affinity for both schools, and I pull for UNLV, but when they're playing each other, I got to pull for my alma mater. So I always go Wolfpack on that.
I get it. And the Pack have been the more dominant football school, like really dominant. And right now they're in the position they are ahead of UNLV, even though UNLV's actually won 3 of 5 in the series. Reno right now is the better football program.
Yeah, you hear that that old cliche all the time, when rivals are playing each other, you throw out the records. Well, I mean, it's really true. Nevada clearly had the better team last year, but UNLV hit some big plays and played really clutch down in the fourth quarter and overtime and got the win. And that's just kind of the way this rivalry, UNLV has been favored years where the Wolfpack has beat them. So, yeah, I just think this is one of those, cliche games where it actually holds true, where either team really can win. It doesn't matter who's favorite or not.
Are you going to try to go to the game? Have you been inside of Allegiant yet?
I haven't. I really want to go to the game, but tomorrow night's Halloween, and I've got a young daughter who wants to go out and do some, safe trick-or-treating. We're going to be safe. We're going to do the social distancing and all that stuff. But, this year has been weird enough that we want to, at least give her that fun night. So otherwise, absolutely, I would love to be at that game. Are you guys going?
I will be working not the sidelines for UNLV, but actually a man in the stands because I'm not allowed down on the field because, the safety precautions are pretty intense, the health department is. So, yeah, I'll be there, and I think it's going to be a crazy scene because you're going to have 2,000 fans very much separated. I don't even know how much the fans will be a factor in the game in terms of noise.
So it'll be like a typical game at Sam Boyd.
Here we go. Unbelievable.
That's not far from the truth.
I feel like sponsors are dropping left and right on Fox 5 right now.
Very original joke, too.
I kid because I love. Come on. No, that's going to be super cool. I'm glad they're letting fans in there. Only 2,000 fans. They can space out. It'll be fine. And at least, for the players in there, at least there'll be, a smattering of cheers here and there. So it's just not totally eerily silent. Did you guys see that clip? I think it was from NFL Films or like J.J. Watt talking about how eerily silent it was. This was earlier in the season before a lot of the stadiums were letting any fans in.
Yep.
And, it's just so quiet. So I think even if there's just a couple thousand fans in there, that's better than nothing.
What did you think of the brawl last year?
I thought it was despicable, and Nevada the one kid from Nevada started it. It's embarrassing, and it happens. It seems like about every 5 years something like this happens. It needs to stop. It's a bad look. As an alum from Nevada, I was embarrassed. I know, like all of my friends who are alums, we were all shit. I mean, losing the game was bad enough, but then to have that happen afterwards was just, it was embarrassing, and that stuff needs to stop.
I like that. You're an adult. I'm not, so I use the word exhilarating, but I was describing.
Yeah, I noticed that. I noticed that off the top.
I'm an idiot. I walked on the field like just a dope. I was like, what's going on here? And it was, there's a complete brouhaha going on. The Reno fans are like leaning over the wall trying to swipe at people. They're throwing stuff, and I'm like right in the middle of it. And at one point, I reached up because I was like, I'm an adult. Let me grab a player and try to pull him out of here. And I put my hand up on the back of Julio Garcia, who's like 6'3", 325. And I'm like, what am I doing? If he goes like, spinning John Jones' elbow to my face, my head's going to go into the stands.
Yeah.
I'm not smart.
Not a smart call by you. Yeah, and the problem is up in Reno, this is their biggest game of the year every year. I know it's a rivalry for UNLV too, but I don't think it's the same intensity as it is up there. When people start tailgating, they're slamming beers 2 hours before kickoff, so by the end of the game, some of these people, Lord knows how many beers in they are, and what little common sense they may have started with is out the window. And it was just a bad look. I know the university was embarrassed by it, so I don't know, hopefully things will change in the future.